The scripture reading today is Psalm 46. Psalm 46. We'll read the psalm in its entirety. God is our refuge and strength, a help always near in times of great trouble. That's why we won't be afraid when the world falls apart, when the mountains crumble into the center of the sea, when its waters roar and rage, when the mountains shake because of its surging waves. There is a river whose streams gladden God's city, the holiest dwelling of the Most High. God is in that city. It will never crumble. God will help it when morning dawns. Nations roar. Kingdoms crumble. God utters his voice. The earth melts. The God of heavenly hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our place of safety. Come, see the Lord's deeds, what devastation he has imposed on the earth, bringing wars to an end in every corner of the world, breaking the bow and shattering the spear, burning chariots with fire. Be still and know that I am God. I am exalted among the nations. I am exalted throughout the world. The Lord of heavenly forces is with us. The God of Jacob is our place of safety. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. How far can you walk into the woods? Is that an inquiry, do you think, about your physical prowess or courage? Or is it more a metaphysical kind of question, focused on your existential awareness rather than your geographical progress? Or is it simply a common riddle that has a simple answer, reminding us of the truth that we can only walk halfway into the woods, and then we'll be walking out of the woods? Whatever angle you want to use in looking at this question, it suggests that we are often focused on where we are. We want to know the context in which we find ourselves. Is this a safe place? What dangers might lurk here? Have we ever been here before? Who else is here with us? Is it where we want to be? How far is it from where we started? How much farther do we have to go? These are all very important questions, things we need to know to assure both our safety and our progress. These are questions we are continually processing from the moment our eyes open at morning's light until they close again in sleep. The ongoing surveillance of our location in the world remains as persistent as a child's ceaseless questions of how much farther. This much we know. We can only be in one place at a time. Virtual presence aside, we can only be where we are until we move somewhere else. But does being in another place always require us to move from one location to another? Can we perhaps find ourselves in another place simply by changing the perspective on where we are? After being led into the wilderness by the Spirit to face off with a tempter and hearing that John the Baptist had been arrested, Jesus settled in Capernaum. That's what was going on, and that's where he was. And there he said, "The kingdom of God is at hand," or "the kingdom of God is right here." Where was he? Had he escaped from the danger of temptation? Was he feeling the heat of the arrest of John the Baptist? Was he strolling along the seaside of Capernaum? Or had he entered the kingdom of heaven? Scripture says Jesus continued to focus on the nearness or the presence of the kingdom of God throughout his earthly ministry. Where was he? Was he teaching in the synagogue? Or was he in the kingdom of God? Even from the cross, while he was suffering pain of the crucifixion, Jesus was talking to the one being crucified beside him about being in paradise today. Were the nails in his hands and feet already powerless to hold him in one place? Might we be able to be in more than one place at a time? It's a common stress relief response to long for and even glorify other places and other times. Is that somehow a portal, not only linking two places together, but allowing us to be in two places at once? Personally, I'm very prone to feeling what Dr. Pete Jayberg identifies as quantum presence or non-localized sense of being. Not to worry, in his professional opinion, it's not pathological. Maybe that's not something that needs to be limited to our Lord and me. Maybe we could all benefit from an expanded boundary of our own presence and place in the world. How liberating would it be to know that we might not only be where we think we are stuck? When we look at the words of Psalm 46, the first thing we are likely to see are the vivid images of danger, the world falling apart, mountains crumbling into the center of the sea, waters roaring and raging. The powerfully descriptive language with which the psalmist writes seems to have become almost universal symbols, which are reflected in a lot of places that we look around us today. So much so that when we read this psalm, we might see one of those little "you are here" arrows that are found on directional maps at amusement parks right beside the heading of Psalm 46 in our Bible. We've all felt like this is exactly where we are. This is the scripture often I read as I attempt to minister to people who have every reason to identify with these kinds of places. Because the world as they had known it is falling apart. All that had been thought to be stable is crumbling around them, and they find waters roaring and raging over them. Why this psalm? Why do I read this? Don't they already know where they are? While giving voice to their situation may validate their fear, this psalm offers far more than a validation of where they know they are. While the description of danger might be more vivid and identifiable, the real message of Psalm 46 offers another focus. Maybe this psalm is suggesting that we might be somewhere besides where we think we are. Whenever our world might be falling apart, whenever our mountains might be falling into the sea, whenever we think we are in raging and roaring waters, and whenever we think we are alone, we must realize we can be somewhere else. We are somewhere else. And we're not alone there. Psalm 46 assures us that where we are is really a place of refuge, and God is that refuge and our strength, a help always near in times of great trouble. In other words, even in times of great vulnerability, we are also right where we need to be. Thomas Merton said, "The Psalms will above all tell us not merely what we ought to be, but the unbelievable thing that we already are." The Psalms will tell us, he says, that we are at the same time in the desert and the promised land. The Psalms are our bread of heaven in the wilderness of our Exodus. Psalm 46 reminds us that we are in both the desert and the promised land. We're in both a place of peril and a place of refuge at the same time. What does this psalm tell us about the place we are besides the place of peril? First and foremost, God is there. There's also a river whose streams gladden God's city. Ah, a river. Remember what John O'Donohue said about rivers wanting to live life like a river flows, surprised at its own unfolding? That brings to mind an image, a far cry from raging and roaring waters. And the good news is, whether we know it or not, we're already there. We all hope for security. And while we might not know where that is, It certainly seems like we have a long way to go to get there, if it can even be found from where we are. But God's strength is not found in fortifications. Paul Billion Boyer reminds us that the walls of Jericho, Jerusalem, Babylon, and Berlin have all come tumbling down. He goes on to say, security is not found in mighty empires. They crumble, leaving behind the rubble of their fleeting glory. Security is not found in created order, for neither earth nor sea is secure. Security is not found in wealth, nor family, nor even our religious institutions, despite our deep desire to find something in this world that we can hold trustworthy. But as the words of Martin Luther remind us as we approach Reformation Day, God is our mighty fortress. God is more than we dare expect, more than creation. At the voice of God, the earth itself melts. More than empires, God breaks the arrows and shatters the spears. And even when we dare to cling to God's might, the Lord of all is powerful and is with us. We might ponder the nature of God's power. Be still and know that I am God. We all want to go there. We all stand on Jordan's stormy banks and cast a wistful eye toward Canaan's fair and happy land. But here's the thing. Even from Jordan's stormy banks, we have the assurance that we're already there in the promised land. So whether you're opening your eyes at dawn's first light, wondering where you are, or daring to look at the news and finding you can't believe, much less recognize where you are, open the Psalms. Look again at the words of Psalm 46. Others have been there too. Others are heading there again. Let the psalmist help you to see more clearly and more deeply. It's not that you're in one place or the other. You can be in both places at the same time. Just because the world seems to be falling apart around you, God is still your refuge and strength, a help always near in times and places of great trouble. Be still and know that God is God. Exalted among all nations, exalted throughout the world. There is a place of quiet rest near to the heart of God. And we're already there. Amen.